2026 is a year of change. I say that because it's not just a year of change for me, it's a year of change for the entire world. And so whether it's happening on your personal life or you just feel it in the environment, in the society around us, change is happening and it's happening all around. And change is scary, change is uncertain, but on the other side of change is hopefully a better future. I am more than ever prioritizing taking care of my energy to stay positive, hopeful, optimistic, not ignoring the darkness and the shadow, but really having good spiritual hygiene, good energy hygiene to cleanse my energy, to cleanse my mind. When I read something that makes me feel low or something that could be very heart-wrenching and difficult to deal with, I take note of that. Like, I feel it. Okay, this is happening in my body. I got the information. This is what's happening in the world. Okay, let me go cleanse and let me reset in whatever way I can, because I know my energy is so important in helping me, my community, the people around me, and society as a whole move forward towards a brighter future. So I think the biggest message that I want to share, if I were to come on here and share anything, is take care of yourself, take care of your mind, your energy, your emotions. And if you have all of those down, like if you are doing a good job taking care of yourself and your well-being, then take care of your loved ones and your community around you. Like, ideally, we are trying to do all of that at once, but nobody's perfect, and life feels like we're like trying to rebalance different areas of our life all the time. So I'm not trying to put pressure on anyone for anything. I think if you are feeling worried about the change in the world, like if you're feeling distraught or stressed or anxious, in fear, like take time to just take care of yourself and reset that energy. Because if you continue to live with that energy, go about your day, go about your life in that energy, nothing good is gonna come out of it. You're gonna make the people around you worry. That fear is contagious and it's just gonna spread. So emotions are contagious. Our fear will spread to the people around us. If you're worried, anxious, stressed, that's gonna spread to the people around you. If you feel calm, safe, at peace, delighted, grateful, joyful, if you're still being silly and still being whimsical, if you still have it in you to find some lightheartedness to go about life, that is contagious as well. And so I see it so much clearer now that it's all about energy. It's all about knowing our own energy, being aware and feeling our own energy, and then doing everything we can to protect our energy, set the boundaries, and cleanse our energy, reset our energy, and even design our energy. I've made videos in the past talking about energy design because it's so possible to be intentional about how you want to feel every day. It's just like setting a morning intention. How do I want to feel today? What energy do I want to bring into today? And it's as simple as putting on a playlist of music that you love that makes you feel good. That is energy design. Or just going out, taking a walk, making yourself look at trees, talking to trees, or just being in nature. That is energy design. There are so many different ways we can design our energy intentionally so that we stay feeling good, even though everything around us seems to be like crumbling and difficult. And when I say energy, energy can mean your emotions, your thoughts, your words, your actions. All of that is your energy. So I don't just mean like your mood or how you're feeling. I mean everything. Energy is you, your expression, your way of being. So understanding how to work with your energy, how to protect it, reset it, be intentional, design it, all of that can benefit you in all the ways. Because if you know how to master yourself and master your energy, then you are almost like invincible. Like anything can happen in the world and you could bring yourself back and you're good, you're positive, you're high vibe. It's not negating, it's not avoiding or being blind or ignorant to all the negative things happening in the world. It's being aware and seeing that information from a detached point of view and then being like, okay, I see that exists, that's unfortunate. What can I do about it? Let me first get my energy good. When your energy is good, like when you have the energy to feel good and to take action and to do things, that is you in your power. And that is where you can decide, okay, how do I want to respond to this external event? Is this something that I can take action on to make some sort of difference? Sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. Either way, you get to decide what you want to do. Like, you can take action. I don't mean it's all about energy and you're not supposed to take action. No, I mean energy is the foundation for your empowerment, which then allows you to take empowered action to change the world and do good things. And we need you. We need every single one of us feeling good every day and having the energy to get out of bed every day, having the energy to take care of ourselves, having the energy to do good work. Whatever good work means to you, if you're an artist, that's creating. If you're in STEM, you're doing STEM things. If you're a teacher, you're teaching. If you're a healer, you're healing. Whatever it is, you have a gift, you have skills, you have something to offer. You have a light that you can offer to the world to benefit others if you want to. Obviously, you can just enjoy your life yourself in your own little bubble without even taking action. That's fine too. I'm here to like, I'm not judging you for how you want to live. I think everyone should be allowed to choose what they want to do with their life and with their energy. Some people just want to retreat and go off grid, live in a forest, and be peaceful. That's great. Other people are called to go into like environmental work, or they're called to go into politics and try to actually change something. I just think it's beautiful that each one of us has like a specific, unique light and some sort of calling, some sort of inner knowing that's telling you, I want to do this. I want to be in this circle. I want to be in that space and do something, change something, innovate. I wrote a Substack article about this very topic and I kind of explain it obviously in a clearer way than when I'm speaking it. So if you want to read that, I'll link that down below. Please subscribe to my new Substack because I'm getting into my writer era. So the main thesis of the Substack was they want you in fear. We need you in your power. And I wrote about this conflict within each of us between disempowerment and empowerment. Because when you're in your fear, you are disempowered. There are so many external forces that want to keep us in the state of fear. Because when you're in the state of fear, you're low energy and you barely have the energy to do anything, let alone take big, bold actions. You think about how you feel after doom scrolling for a couple hours. Like, you just feel so sluggish and you get lazier and lazier. Or if you're so like overwhelmed or worried or stressed about what's happening in the world, you're like so busy dealing with your own feelings, you don't even have the energy to like try to do something about it. So on the flip side, we need you in your power. That means that when you are in a higher vibration of taking care of yourself, being in good energy, you have the energy to do something. That's the basis of it. So this is not about like manifestation woo-woo. I'm talking action. I'm talking if you take care of yourself, if you get enough sleep and you nourish yourself with good nourishing foods, and you do all the things, like you take care of your health and you're exercising, moving your body, you will have at least a baseline, a good level of energy to take action in your life, right? There's obviously different levels of energy and power, but the more and more energy you gain, the more energy you can cultivate, the higher vibe you can go in terms of like feeling joyful and excited and motivated, inspired, empowered, the more powerful and effective you are as a human being. It really makes common sense, but I think people understand like the basic level of it. Yeah, sleep well, take care of yourself, don't be stressed, feel like calm. There's a level of it that's more basic, and then there's a level of it that goes like a little bit above that is related to your emotional energy, your spiritual energy, because the more you develop that and cultivate that, really, you're cultivating your inner power. And that is the power that you have to do whatever you want with this life. And that is the power I want all of us to tap into, to activate, because look at this world, we need it. And I'm also hopeful because a lot of people say, oh, things are getting darker and darker, like the world is really just on the decline. But I want to remind you that nature does not move in linear motions forever. Nature happens in cycles and seasons. So the darker and darker things get, you know that we are getting closer and closer to the light. We are closer and closer to the era where things get better and better. So I feel like society, nature, they have these seasons. It'll get like better, 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 better. You hit a breaking point, worse, 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 better, better, better. In a way, it's kind of like you're spiraling through your change, progress, and evolution. There's a quote that I want to share with you guys. I actually read this in 2019. I shared it in an Instagram caption in 2019, and I, for some reason, one day was just looking at my old posts. I came across these quotes and I was like, this is so relevant to right now. So these quotes are from the author who translated the I Ching, which is a 3,000-year-old Chinese philosophy called the Book of Changes. So this is like ancient wisdom about how change looks like the form of changes and what it goes through. But these were some really good quotes. The first one is, everything is in a process of continuous change, rising and falling in a progressive evolutionary advancement. So that goes back to what I was trying to explain with things are kind of like always spiraling upwards. The next quote, when events proceed to their extremes, they give birth to their opposites. So when society swings too much to one extreme, the opposite extreme becomes born. And then we swing back this way, and then back this way. And it goes like that. This one is a quote from Confucius. Things cannot remain in hardship without end. Thus, after hardship, relief follows. It's a natural pattern that if things are hard, relief happens after the hardship. Like, you just can't have hardship forever and ever and ever, all until it's eternity. It doesn't work like that. I literally posted this in November 2019. Apparently, I thought the world was already going through a tough time at that point. Now I realize it was a happy time in 2019, but I wrote this. Isn't it amazing to know that whatever stage of change you're going through, it's happened before millions of times? Change happens in cycles and seasons. Change is as old and constant as time. If you understand that, then you won't feel restless or anxious about the time we're in. There was another quote from this author that I'll read to you here that I think is applicable today. I said that in 2019, I'm saying it again in 2026. As I saw the situation of my country deteriorating, my heart became lighter. I knew after the darkness, there would be a dawn. When the darkness grew darker and darker, the dawn drew closer and closer. I don't know how to snap, but I would 1,000 snaps for that one. That is what I'm talking about. As things get darker and darker, I feel hopeful because it means there's more and more light being born, because those are the extremes, as well as we are getting closer and closer to the relief that follows. So I truly do believe we will get to this, we will survive it, we'll get to the other side and things will be better, but I don't know the timeline. It could be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. I honestly don't know. And to be honest, right now, it is gonna be a tough time. There is so much war in the world and there are so many like dark forces, dark incentives, people pulling strings behind the scenes. And I really think we're either in the beginning or the middle of it. That's why it's so, so, so important to manage and cultivate and take care of your own energy, because the world's gonna be ugly. It's gonna be ugly during this time, but we will survive it. All right, it's getting dark, so I'm gonna wrap this up today, but it was so nice catching up with you all. Remember, check out my Substack for the full post. I don't know, you can tell me, am I more eloquent in writing or in speaking? Because, for example, videos like this, I'm not planning what I'm saying, I'm just going with it. let me know what you think. And also, if you want a tool that can help you reset your energy, take care of yourself on a daily basis, really help you realign and stay aligned, definitely check out my new app, Resonance. You can do a 14-day free trial. I'll put the link down below to sign up, as well as a 50% off discount for your first month. I'm sending you so much love, and I hope to see you soon. Take care. Bye. Thank you.